Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. There are numerous power outages in the Fairbanks North Pole area as new snow additionally weighs down and breaks already ice and snow-covered trees. Additionally, Golden Valley Electric Association says warmer temperatures are resulting in ice melting on lines, which is causing faults. A GVEA tracker shows over 20 outages affecting thousands of area customers. The utility reports having 10 crews in the field overnight working to remove down trees and repair equipment. A GVEA morning update says the west side of Fairbanks is experiencing winds that will help knock snow and ice from trees but also cause additional outages. They caution residents to stay away from trees on power lines and any down lines. Logan Hahnemann did not advance out of qualification in the men's cross-country classic sprint at the Olympics in South Korea. The 24-year-old who grew up skiing in Fairbanks placed 42nd in the sprint qualifier, outside the top 30 that move on to heats that determine a winner. His Alaska Pacific University program teammate Erik Bjornsson squeaked in the 30th spot, but did not make it to the final, which was won by Norwegian Johannes Klebo. On the women's side, APU skier Sadie Bjornsson easily qualified for the heats, but also did not reach the final, which was won by Sweden's Stina Nielsen. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle is again asking the public to help figure out how to deal with hundreds of millions of dollars in deferred maintenance. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Castle says the borough can't pay for the needed work through its operating budget. He says that's why he's drafting a long-term plan to catch up on maintenance, and it's why he's proposing to ask voters this fall to approve issuing bonds to pay for the work.
Priority one in my budget this year is to stop digging the hole that we've been digging.
To illustrate the problem, Castle presented a list of the top 10 facilities in the borough that are most in need of maintenance and that are likely to be among the most expensive to fix.
We looked at the six-year work plan for what we need to accomplish at these facilities. That totals $283 million.
The 10 facilities include some of the Fairbanks area's most popular and beloved attractions, beginning with the 85-year-old riverboat Nenana. The list includes three other Pioneer Park facilities, the Centennial Center and the Gold Dome and Pioneer Hall Museums, also the Borough Animal Shelter, Big Dipper Ice Arena, Carlson Center, Borough Administration Center, and all three area swimming pools.
All these facilities contribute to quality of life in our community. They all mean something. They all have value.
Many of those attending Monday's early meeting favored repairing most of the facilities. A majority also supported closing the Hammy and Mary Sy pools and opening an aquatic center to take their place. Audience member Sherry George says those are the types of investment in the community that she thinks borough residents should support.
You know, I come from a place where the taxes were relatively high. I mean, here the taxes are like nothing.
Mike Prox said he'd favor hiking user fees instead of hiking property taxes. He says borough officials should make the fiscal impact of bond issues clear when they're asking residents to consider voting for those ballot measures.
How much do you want to force your neighbor to pay?
Mickey Bateman says if the borough is so short on money, maybe none of the projects are affordable.
The money is gone and we have to make different decisions. And, you know, people aren't ready to hear that.
Borough officials say they're ready to hear more input from the public, especially in the coming weeks, while Castle and his staff are drawing up next fiscal year's budget. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.